Assalamu alaikum. I know. It's been a while. And I don't know how much time I have on this podcast. Because either the format changed or I'm really confused about the changes in the format. Anyway, let me be quick. Thank you for your patience. There's been so much going on. I had intended to upload some sharings during the month of Ramadan. I wasn't able to do that. Mashallah, that's just the will of God. I had a dear friend, just a dear friend who had been wrestling with some health issues for about 7 months, and he just passed, and we had his funeral. Mashallah, God's will. I actually had a really bad fall at work on Monday. Today is Wednesday. And mashallah, this fell. It wasn't the first time. I don't know. You know, there's so much going on in the world today. What is a fall? A fall is nothing. You can fall, you can get back up. If you're working on something and it doesn't go well, and you really want to achieve in that given area or on that particular project, just try it again. Get up and try it again. If you're in love with someone and it didn't work out, they're not the last person in the world to love. Have faith and get up and try it again. Try a new love. You know, if you were going to school to get a degree and things got in the way, just try it again. Just take a class here and there. Don't give up. You know, we have to do that. We have to get up, get back up, and keep trying. I was thinking today, I was sitting, talking to God out loud, yes. Prayer is talking to God. When you pray, you're talking to God. When you're thinking to yourself and saying, oh God, you're talking to God. I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with talking to God. I don't think anyone would interpret it that way, but just for the record. But I was sitting in the prayer area, in my prayer area, and I was thinking about how there have been so many things happening around me that has affected me, that in that moment, in not the moment of them happening, but in the moment of the thought while I was sitting in the prayer area, that I could have just quit. I could have just say, I quit. Because a lot of people just do that. They just quit for whatever reason. And some of the reasons are good reasons. I mean, that the events are so traumatic that they can't go on. They can't move forward. Trauma does a lot to a person. So some people who are homeless not by circumstances, but by a conscious decision. It's a form of quitting. But when we quit, when we say, I quit, then we are leaving one set of circumstances, however traumatic they may be or not be, we are leaving those circumstances for a whole nother set of circumstances under the I quit category. And that's going to be even harder. So we have to learn how to bear the events that are happening around us and to us. And quitting is not an option. We just have to get back up. As long as we can get back up, we do it. Now, when I fail hard. I tried to break the fall. I did a pretty good job of breaking the fall, but my right hand, after the fall began, it began with my right knee, and my right hand automatically went down to save me, to break the fall. And it did, to a degree, prevent me from being really injured. I mean, I'm bruised up. Don't get me wrong. I got some bruises on me and some aching bones. But this right hand, it was really hurt. It was really injured. But I had to thank my right hand for risking itself in order to lessen the impact of the fall. I hope that makes sense. And it was an unconscious thing. I didn't think, put your hand out there. I was just, my thought was, I'm falling. You know, it's like almost this out of body experience. You just, you know, in your mind know that you are going down, and I was going forward. And I remember my knee hitting first. I mean, that concrete was hard, let me tell you. But the, you know, different parts of my body responded in different ways. You know, I like to think that some of it has to do with the martial arts training, and, you know, I've taken some kickboxing, and, you know, I used to box coming up, you know, track and field. I've always been physical, you know, considered in those days a tomboy, run and jump and over a fence. So I think that the impact and the injuries for a person who didn't have the kind of background that I have would have, you know, succumbed to the injuries and to the fall differently. But for me, it was just get back up. I remember one time I was taking martial arts, and, you know, I was always so gung-ho, and I was a beginner, and but high-spirited. You know, like one of those wild horses that you want to break. That's the spirit that I went into the ring with. And I just remember this guy, he kicked me so hard in my head. Man, I can still feel that blow. And I just kept going. And I remember my trainer just kind of chuckling, like, look at that girl. So that's all to say that, yes, I fail. Yes, life is difficult for us, for you, for me, for some of us. But we have to keep getting up. And if we can't get up on our own, maybe there'll be somebody around to help us get up. And in that instance, for me on Monday, there was someone nearby that helped me to get up. And let me just say for the record, my colleagues were so attentive. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing how they, those who attended to me, put what they were doing to the side to help me, made phone calls for me, brought a nurse on campus who wasn't even on campus to attend to me, the numbers that I needed to contact for workers' comp. Even when I made those calls, they sent an Uber for me. Another colleague gave me some iced coffee, you know, ice to put on my injured parts that, you know, to keep the swelling down. Aspirin. I mean, it was like beautiful to see others showing compassion, care, and mercy for myself. And we have to do that for other people. You know, there's a lot of fighting going on in the world. People are dying. These ridiculous wars. We have to show more compassion. And I think especially the women. You know, you don't hear about women starting wars. Men start wars. Women may participate here and there, but the men are starting the wars. The mothers, the grandmothers, the sisters, the aunts, the nieces. Every woman should start talking to the men in their family and say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. There are too many lives being lost. Too many injuries, too many heartbreaks. And because of all of those things, people are quitting. And to quit looks different. Some people may quit by saying, I'm not going to be kind to anyone anymore. Some people quit by not trusting anyone. Some people quit by not helping. Some people quit by not caring. Some people quit by just giving up everything. To quit looks different, but we can't quit. We just can't, no matter how difficult it gets. We have to get up, we have to help others get up, and we have to keep moving forward. And we have to show that we care for other people. And never be embarrassed. You heard me chuckling about my fall. There was nothing in me that was of embarrassment. Again, because of my upbringing, I wasn't embarrassed. I'm a warrior. I'm a soldier. What warrior and soldier is embarrassed by an injury that they receive? None of them. This is a battle out here. And not like the wars that I'm seeing as women we have to talk to our families about not participating in. I mean a battle of negative energy. A battle of working in the community and the society and trying to make it better. We are going to be injured unless you're living one of those comfy, plush lives, sheltered away from everything and everyone. Maybe you might stump your toe every now and then or complain about a tummy ache because you ate too much of something. I'm not talking to you. You don't even know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to look at your life and see what you can do differently so that you can be more compassionate and show more empathy because you understand from some sort of experience. I'm going to stop there because I didn't come on here to fuss. I'm going to check back in. May God bless you. And don't quit. So if you're living a life of roses without thorns, go into the garden and go on and feel what those thorns feel like. It's okay. You might bleed a little bit. You might get a little scratch, but you'll live. And you'll become stronger. Your body will become stronger. Your state of mind. So let's talk to the men in our family. Let's sit out. Let's send out that positive feminine energy into the ethos so that we can interrupt this negativity and these wars and these people dying unnecessarily. These civil wars and these conflicts going on around the whole planet such that it's affecting every single other life form. God bless you. Love you. Peace.